Walkers and bikers who use the Jordan River Parkway Trail will soon be able to travel its entire length uninterrupted. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Utah lawmakers chipped in more than $1 million last month to help patch a gap in the paved path. Until now, the 45-mile trail was interrupted in downtown Salt Lake City between North Temple and Second South. Laura Hansen is executive director of the multi-agency Jordan River Commission.
The trail needs to go over 3 active freight rail lines and also under a major Rocky Mountain power transmission corridor. And so the result is a 1,200-foot-long bridge.
Hansen says those obstacles have made the project complicated. But funding from the Parks Bond 4 years ago, plus other sources, will help complete the $6.6 million project. And now the work is expected to be done by next spring.
We hope that as we keep adding these individual projects, that use and appreciation of the river corridor will only increase.
Once the trail is connected to other trail networks on its north and south ends, it will stretch 112 miles along the Wasatch Front. Judy Fays, KUER News.